One-on-one with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, live from Bongo Java at Omni Nashville. For the next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue gets up close and personal with those making the news and those reporting it. Also brought to you by the Southern Steak and Oyster, Gary Force Acura, the Nashville Predators, Toots Restaurants, and Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and more. Now, Greg Pogue.
Welcome in hour number two of our Saturday morning broadcast block right here, Omni Nashville Hotel, presenting it at Bongo Java. Crazy Charlie producing on site. Jonathan Najjar, he is back in the Nashville Sports Radio studios. Well, maybe two, three years ago, Dave Amenhauser came in, and he was just new on the job at the Tennessean, essentially their sports editor. The Gannett title would be USA Today - Tennessee director of everything in the state, basically. Right. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
And goodbye.
Yeah.
It's in congratulations.
Thank you.
You now will be moving up, and working out of Reston, Virginia?
McLean.
Is it McLean? McLean, Virginia. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Give me the official title.
Yeah, my title is the sports director of the USA Today Sports Network.
And
what that means is I am over USA Today sports, but also we own 109 properties across the country, and we also own 66 like niche sites across the country, like For the Win or MMA Junkie, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a pretty big job. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of talented people on our staff, but the key thing for our success really is putting it all together. If you think about it, you know, it really is one of the biggest sports networks in the country, but we've really never kind of put it all together. We're working all together as a big network. You know, we have 10 times as many sports journalists in this country as the Associated Press, for example. You know, we have twice as many as The Athletic. You know, but we need to put it all together and work well together, and I think we can be very successful in a major player across the nation.
So will you be more involved with what's going on out with all the properties, or USA Today managing its editorial content as well, or all of the above?
All the above.
Really?
I mean, Initially it'll be getting everyone to play together, so everyone's sharing stories and sharing content, and you know, when big stories break here in Nashville, you know, they're alerting us, and you know, we're using it on a national platform.
Yeah. Dave Amenhauser, when did you come here?
May 2012, actually.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
six and a half, almost 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. It seems like, it in one way, it doesn't seem like that long, but then you say almost 7 years, yeah. It does.
It's a different city, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Well, and the whole landscape of everything's changing, certainly in the print product, that end of it, and what's changing here as well. Walk me through what a week will be like, and I know once you get there things will evolve and
right.
you'll get settled in, but once you're settled in, what umbrellas are you managing?
I understand.
What will you be doing?
Yeah, well, I'll have 11 direct assistants, okay, and 8 of them are spaced across the country.
Yeah.
This week we named 8 regional directors. For example, Tommy Dees, who is replacing me here in Nashville, it will be over the Tennessee and Florida markets for us. So Jenny Green in Indianapolis, for example, is our Midwest sports director. So those 8 people will report to me, and I'll be talking to them all the time and having meetings with them, really virally, you know.
Yeah.
And then I have 3 sports directors in USAT. I call USAT, it's USA Today, who are working on different platforms, whether it's digitally, whether it's breaking, trending news, et cetera. And then we have another arm of ours. It's called the Sports Media Group, and I mentioned that briefly before. There's a gentleman named Mark Hyland who will be working with me, and he's over Golf Week, which is one of our properties, MMA Junkie, For the Win. We have niche sites for each of the NFL teams across the country called like the Titans Wire, etc. So I'll be talking a lot with them, but initially the first several months is really just forming this network, and I'm bringing all those people to McLean in early April to talk about how we're going to communicate every day, and you know how we can best use our resources and our personalities and really increase our national brand. Right now, we're like, if you combine all of our resources, there's this thing called ComScore that advertisers look at, et cetera. If you put everyone together right now, we're number 4 in the country behind ESPN and a couple of others, but we need to move up to number 2 or number 3.
Dave Amerhauser with us on Twitter. Are you going to change your Twitter handle? What are you going to be?
Now it's at Dave Amerhauser. It was Nash Sports Ed for
years. Sports Ed, yeah. So AmmenHauser.
Very good.
As well, yeah. And you mentioned Tommy D's, Tommy D's and I actually started. He was the prep editor back in the 80s,
right,
when I went to work for the Banner,
right,
as a prep writer, and he was there. He was the prep editor. He moved on to back home, and he's been with the Tuscaloosa News and very well-established throughout the country through the APSE groupings, mm-hmm, the Associated Press Sports Editors,
right,
and everything. So when I saw his byline start popping up, mm-hmm, and doing Predators games or fill in here, fill in there, I'm thinking Tommy D's did not return to Nashville, leaving the sports editor's job of the Tuscaloosa News to become a entry-level reporter. So I think I knew something was up when I saw Tommy's byline.
Yeah, I mean, we hired him to be an enterprise reporter.
Right.
I mean, he was like our number 2 guy covering the Titans and covering the Predators, et cetera, et cetera. And honestly, when we hired him, we didn't know that I would be going on to corporate. There were some things in motion, but, things happen in our journalism business, that's for sure, so we really didn't know. And then when I did move on, really, we advertised the job, and Tommy was the best applicant to get the job.
Well, he's, obviously what he's achieved on a national level so many times, and obviously right there in the belly of the beast of Alabama football, and navigating all of that. Tommy's a newspaper person.
Yeah.
He has been his entire life. Dave Amerhauser with us this morning. He is the new
sports director.
Sports director.
USA Today.
Yeah, it's assistant, an AME for sports or something like that. But sports director for USA Today and all the national stuff that goes with it. When's your first day on the job?
Well, I think they would say I've already started. I was already been there for a couple weeks back and forth. I'm here in Nashville for a couple more days this coming week, and then I'm going to, actually, you mentioned APSC. I'm going to Florida for the APSC Winter Conference for 5 days. I'm actually going to go a couple days early. My daughter, shout out to them, that my daughter's a member of the Wilson Central High School dance team, and they're playing they're participating in the National Dance Championships at the end of this month. So I'm taking a couple extra days to see them before I go to the conference. And then I come back here, pack up, then I start there like on March 17th, I think it is. March
18th. Have you thought about – this is a daunting task.
It's
going to need to be about 3 or 4 of you. You know that, don't you?
It's going to be crazy, yeah.
Yeah. But this is your – you're heading back home, right?
Correct.
Basically, if you're from which side of the Chesapeake Bay?
I'm from Maryland. I grew up in Maryland.
Yeah.
I never envisioned taking another job. When I came to Nashville, I thought this was it.
Yeah.
It's a great place. There's just wonderful people here. It's a great city, et cetera. And this is the 7th stop on my tour of being a sports editor. So when we moved here, my kids were in middle school and high school, and I told my wife and them, it's like, we're not moving again until we retire. This is it. But when this job came open, it was just too good not to take. And at this point, my son's a sophomore at Ole Miss. My daughter is currently a junior in high school. So she and my wife will actually stay here while I go there, and I'll come back and forth a lot. And then we'll reevaluate when she goes off to college.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly, it's quite an undertaking. So congratulations.
Thank
once
you.
Again. We'll go talk a little bit about some of the intricacies of where the print word is going. I've been a long time subscriber to the Tennessean, so I feel in that way. I can be critical from time to time. I pay to play. So anyway,
I'd be happy to answer.
Yeah, and I've been a subscriber to the Tennessean since the late 80s when I moved here. I subscribed to the Tennessean, the Banner, and the Daily News Journal. It's just what you do when you're from my era. You get the newspaper, right? Mm-hmm. But this thing is totally shifting around. Hey, one of our sponsors is Toots, and sometimes, where is my thing here? Toots. You've been to Toots down in Rutherford County?
I have, actually.
You've been indoctrinated. You are definitely now a Middle Tennessean. Of course, there are three locations of Toots down in Rutherford County. There's the main one, the iconic one. There are 30-plus years there on Northwest Broad Street, South Church Street, my neck of the woods, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. A new one being built up in the burgeoning Blackman area of Rutherford County. But sometimes, I tell you what, they do the wings the right way. You know, I've seen wings, but these are the true traditional buffalo style wings where they blast them in the deep fryer right at the end to get that crispiness, but then the sauce is the boss. Honey barbecue, mild garlic, Cajun dry rub. You can get the Cajun dry rub and then order sauce on the side if you like. Medium, hot barbecue, hot garlic, Nashville hot, napalm. Chicken wings.
I couldn't
at
do that.
Toots, that is toots.com. And as a guest, did I give you one of these the
What's
first
that?
Time
no.
you came?
No.
Everybody gets a bottle of Toots wing sauce now.
Hot sauce.
Hot. It's not that hot. It's cool.
It's not
napalm, okay? But and this is your second time, but you didn't get one the first time when we were still back. I owe you another bottle.
It's okay.
Okay. Dave Amenhauser is our guest. More with the new director of sports for USA Today when we come back right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coldhall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldhall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at
at Nash Sports Radio.
Twitter
at Nash Sports Radio.
SoundCloud
at Nash Sports Radio.
Facebook
at Nash Sports Radio.
Or search your app store for WNSR.
20 years of sports.
Anytime, anywhere.
From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. That's where we are. Bongo Java every Saturday morning, one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Crazy Charlie producing here. Jonathan Najjar, he is back in the Nashville Sports Studios, Nashville Sports Radio Studios. Dave Ammenhauser is our guest. Most recently, the sports editor for all of the state properties in Tennessee of Gannett, and now headed off to be the sports director for USA Today up in McLean, Virginia. Now, with Tennessee's Gannett expansion that is now in the state of Tennessee, obviously the Tennessean, Memphis Commercial Appeal, Knoxville News Sentinel, Jackson Sun, Clarksville Leith Chronicle, Murfreesboro Daily News Journal, I think I get him dailies, more dailies. I think that's the dailies,
that's
correct?
That's the six of them.
How does the interaction now, because I, believe it or not, 20 years ago with Spring Fling, we were the one who, we being the group, Phil Kaplan in Knoxville and Chattanooga and Memphis, although in Nashville, we weren't even Gannett at the time in Murfreesboro, but we kept falling over each other at the same place while other games or events didn't have anybody there, yet you'd have two writers and two photographers at the same place, so that editorial share became pretty, you know, convenient quite, and then it evolved to everything now. How does the interaction work throughout the state? Because New Sentinel obviously covers UT for you. You need something Grizzlies. You got Memphis,
right.
Anything, and vice versa.
Right.
How does it work?
Well, the setup, kind of similar to what you're saying about Spring Fling. Like Phil Kaplan is one of the assistant sports editors in the state, and he oversees college coverage. I mean, even though the Memphis Tigers are, 400 miles away, I mean, he's in touch every day with our Memphis Tigers beat writers and our columnists if they're covering the Tigers. So he's making sure that whatever's written about Memphis is, if it's appropriate, probably maybe not so much in Knoxville, but yes, in Jackson. And so he's communicating throughout our network about what needs to be played where. The same with Tom Krieger. Tom is hugely important and does a great job covering high school sports across the state. So we have high school sports writers at each of those properties, and they're communicating daily, and they work with, we have another person called our sports planner, and she really, Nicole Saavedra, really is the heart to our whole network, where she is planning and mapping out what's going up digitally when on each of the six platforms and what's going in print the next day in each of the platforms. So we have this mechanism, and it's called Presto. It's our operating system that everyone files their stories into, and she can like move it around like puzzle pieces. And she does a terrific job.
You said six platforms. What are they?
Well, no, the six platforms. I meant the six sites.
Six sites.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
the
platforms would be like our digital sites,
right.
our mobile sites. You know, more people are reading us today on our mobile sites than our desktop sites or our newspaper, you know, our print product.
Right. You know, and this is where the part of it that I understand, but I don't like.
But it hurts, right?
Yeah, I don't like
I understand.
It. You know, I'm a... once upon a time I was a journalist, now I'm an entertainer. Not a good one. Maybe I wasn't a good journalist either, but you recently, a couple weeks ago, announced that the deadlines for sporting events would be 6 p.m., and I'm even seeing now, like, the St. Louis Blues day game didn't make my Sunday newspaper,
and so...
I'm still, how do you, and of course, you're printing in Knoxville now.
Not quite. We are soon.
Soon. So you'll be printing in Knoxville. So what February day when that ice storm hits will I not get my paper?
Well, you have to talk to circulation about that one. I'll push that one off. But no, I understand what you're saying, Greg. It's very, very difficult position to be in and tell people like yourself, hey, what we're doing and why we're doing it. For example, this Tuesday night, we're having a big party at 1100 Broadway, inviting all the former I hope you're coming. The former Banner employees, the former Tennessean employees. We're expecting about 700 people to come. And really, it's honoring the traditions of what has happened in that building. And I'll answer your question, I promise, in a second.
We got a long way to get into it.
So we're really honoring the folks who have been the tradition of our print product and our digital folks forever. And really our pressmen, right? I mean, we're still printing the paper at the Tennessean, but pretty soon we are moving that production over to Knoxville. And that's going to happen in very early March. And when that happens, because of the basically the transportation time to get the print product from Knoxville to Nashville or to Murfreesboro or to Clarksville or to Mount Juliet, where I live, it takes time. And so we have to push up our deadlines for our print product. Now, all that being said, there are people like ourselves, who grew up reading the paper every morning, sitting in a coffee house and wanting to read the paper.
I can do both. Yeah. I can read the print, and I can consume with my laptop and my phone. Right. I can do all the – I'm a multitasker.
You're the people we want.
Yeah.
So if you get a subscription to the Tennessean, like you say, I mean, this is my PR speak, right?
Okay.
It's like, you do. You get it in print. You get it in digital. You get whatever. You can get it wherever. But so many more people are reading us now digitally on the mobile devices, and it's not just the Tennessean. It's everywhere. It's across the country. It's just the wave of the future, and unfortunately, I take 10 calls a day from people like yourself.
I hadn't called. I understand. Yeah. I know you. It's not something. I said this on the air. Of course, Big Joe's always teasing me about me going back, and he said, "Well, you're never gonna get to work for Dave now," and all that stuff and everything. And I said, "Oh my, that journalism ship long has sailed. Okay, I did my time. Okay, but." You're not sitting there wanting to have a 6 o'clock deadline when the Predators are playing the Blues tonight or whatever. Now, obviously, they're in Vegas, and you wouldn't get it in anyway because of a 9 o'clock start. But yeah, that's not something you choose. That's something everything. Now let me see it because part of it though, I read what the announcement that you wrote and everything, and I know there were some people thought that might a bit disingenuous because, hey, you don't have a choice, because we're printing it in Knoxville, and yes, everything you said was correct, but the ultimate end of it is you're printing in Knoxville and not Nashville. And is there one in West? Is Memphis have a print?
Memphis is actually printed in Jackson.
Jackson.
Very similar. Yeah, they have an earlier deadline also.
Okay, so that way and everything. And so my thinking would be, why not have your print in the middle of the state because you're closer to Clarksville and Murfreesboro and all your other now. And there are more like weeklies.
But you're talking millions and millions of dollars to build a printing facility to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Knoxville has a first-class printing facility already, quite honestly.
There you go. When that building gets razed down there, that's going to be a sad day because 1100 Broadway's meant so much to this city for over a century.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's really the people.
Yeah,
I mean, it
is.
It really is. It's a building. And we're just moving right up the street, not that far away, 6 more blocks.
How do you respond when Tennessee Vandy play tonight and that's not in the paper tomorrow? Because what are people saying when they call?
Yeah, I mean, it's the traditionalists, like yourself, who are used to picking up the paper the next morning. But the realism of it all is that those fans know who won, and 90% of those fans have access to our digital devices and get the news there. I think what hurts us the most is people still view the Tennessean as a print product, and we're not. We're a very multidimensional and all these different platforms. We need to get the traditionalists to realize, hey, pick up your mobile phone and you get Joe Rexroad's column the second the game ends. You don't have to wait till tomorrow morning to read it.
Oh, I do. Yeah, but I just think you can be both. I just think you can be – that's all.
I understand.
But then again, now, with the deadline at 6 and obviously the less or little to no game reporting now, where's the shift to fill the editorial space? More enterprise stuff?
More enterprise stories, more columns, more analysis.
Yeah.
More telling our readers, hey, what you need to go see or watch today is really where we have to go.
Yeah, and spin it forward.
Right.
Yeah, and We're going to talk in a few moments. Some of the highlights that your time here, 7+ years, when we come back more with Dave Ammenhauser, who is headed off to McLean, Virginia in a couple weeks to run all of USA Today Sports, not just the product that you see on the stands here, but the entire 109 dailies, right? That's about how many. That's been pretty stagnant. 109's been about what it's been
for a while.
For a while now.
I'm hoping to get to go to Guam. That's number 109.
You got Guam?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're in charge of their sports section,
so
aren't
like,
you?
Why not? Right? Let's go.
You know what?
Want to go along?
You need a sports editor in Guam?
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Does my ankle bracelet let me go to Guam?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But anyway, hey, let me tell you about Toots one more time. My good buddy Wade Hayes, good food and fun, Toots.com. Just sometimes you just got to have a burger, you know, and their burgers. There's a few things I want to say about half pound right now, half pound burger. Think of that. And also, never frozen, hand patted daily. So they just treat the burger the way it's supposed to be treated, and then they get their iconic burger, bacon, cheese, and barbecue sauce. Believe it or not, that's been their number one selling iconic burger for years. Everybody's putting avocado on something. The Avocado Southwest Burger. How about that? Black and Blue Burger, Mexican Sombrero Burger, or just that classic half-pound burger with your choices of cheeses and toppings, mushrooms, bacon, jalapenos. You can figure it on out. All kind of baskets as well. The chicken finger, the catfish, the oysters, the shrimp, the clam basket, frog legs. Dave, you ever had frog legs?
I have not.
You know what they taste like?
Chicken.
No, they taste like frog legs. Yep. You're over.
That was too easy.
Yep. You 3 years. You've fallen into the same trap. John Robinson got it right, and Dana Ford, the former TSU basketball
coach,
both said frog legs. So there you go. But you've learned your lesson. Toots.com. Check them out down in Murfreesboro. More with Dave Ammenhauser in just a few. Talk a little bit about the highlights and some of the lowlights that during your time here with the Tennessean. Right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Middle Tennessee. You won't want to miss the Grizzlies as they face Doc Rivers and the Clippers Friday the 22nd at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans will receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. shoot dance figure. Grab tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP. Then, it's Health Night at FedEx Forum presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And you won't want to miss the Grizzlies as they take on one of the greatest players of our generation, LeBron James, and the Lakers Monday the 25th at 7 p.m. Grab your tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
It's 101 with Greg Pug, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We do it every Saturday morning. University Showcase, that first hour, spotlighting the athletic programs at TSU, Trevecca, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. We do that all the way through May, and then mid-August through November, Prep Football Talk returns with Craig Ladd, Coach Bubba Spears, and myself, 101 with Greg Pug. All 52 weeks right here at Bongo Java. And our guest today is former Tennessean and USA Today Tennessee sports director Dave Ammenhauser, and he will be moving up to take over USA Today coming soon. And highlights, lowlights of your time here. Oh, by the way, I want to mention this. You gave me a Robin Yount All-Star bobblehead from when the All-Star game was held at Miller Park. It's now I can't even think of the name of it. It's no longer Miller Park.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Oh, they've changed it to some life insurance or something. No, it's always Miller Park, okay? My gosh. But thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And it's my favorite all-time baseball player, Robin Yount. I know you're a big baseball guy.
I am.
And you'll be there with the Nationals and your Orioles right there. When you look back at some of the things that you're most proud of that came under your watch, what were they?
Actually, the first one might really surprise you. I think our coverage of the women's Final Four here, it was really, we really dug into a lot of the research of women's athletics within the Middle Tennessee area. And Mike Organ, who knows everybody and anybody, was really a big part of it.
And I want to jump in. Just recently announced he will be inducted in the Tennessee Sports Writer Association Hall of Fame.
Well deserved.
Exactly.
I mean, he knows. He's my walking Rolodex.
Yeah.
And I will really, really miss Mike when I move on. But it was such a major undertaking looking at the history of basketball in this area, for women's basketball in the state. It's not just about Pat Summitt. A big anchor is Pat Summitt, but there's such a history of women's basketball in this area. And that was, to me, it was very symbolic of Nashville, of, who would think women's basketball could sell out, Bridgestone Arena, et cetera. But it was just such a huge party atmosphere. And that was kind of like my first wow moment coming to the city. And obviously we had the Stanley Cup Finals and, everything that happened around it. It was huge. Getting to know Tim Corbin and being involved in the coverage of their World Series championship and their regional their title they won the next year. They didn't win the title in the following year. I think they finished second. They lost.
Oh, yeah, they
Virginia.
Virginia, that was sort of the rematch on the MLB Network. Vandy beat Virginia 14 and it flipped in 15. Right.
So that was really, really a high moment. And unfortunately, the Titans haven't given us a whole lot of great moments. I mean, they've played a lot better the last couple of years. I mean, when I first got here, they were honestly one of the worst teams in the league. They've really turned it around. And I think if Marcus can stay healthy, they have, brighter things in front of them, I think. I think John's building a strong foundation of where they're headed. So, hopefully on my national level, I'll be able to see them in a Super Bowl one day, and say, hey, I remember you guys win, .. But I think those are the big things. And, the Stanley Cup Finals and, just just what Sean Henry and his team does at Bridgestone Arena to me is just amazing. You know, I mentioned before I've worked in 7 different markets, from the New York market to the Washington, D.C. market where I first started, to I was in the L.A. market before I moved here, and it's just, I don't know if anyone in the country really does the job that Sean Henry's group does day in and day out for, you know, just a regular season game, but then, you know, when the playoffs came, they took it to another level, and then the Stanley Cup Finals came, they took it to, you know, an even higher level, and, you know, it's just amazing. And then looking forward, you know, I look forward to the draft being here.
Well, a lot of people accuse you getting out of town ahead of that draft.
I tell you what, I know. I've set up a big plan for the Tennessean. It's like, and we're having a meeting on Tuesday, and I say, Tommy, have fun with this. I'll watch from afar.
Send us what we need, right?
Exactly what it's going to be. I might come back just to watch, but I think they might try to put me to work if I come back that weekend.
I mean, what, 100,000 people down 3 straight days,
yeah,
something like
nuts.
That. So if you
with the marathon and maybe with the Predators playoff game at the same time, it's going to be
crazy. And a Jimmy Buffett concert that Saturday night, the marathon. What are they, 30,000 something or another's running around the streets? And
It's going to be crazy.
And if the Preds were in the playoff like that Friday night.
Yeah.
And then or Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, or
Saturday,
or both.
Whatever. It's
yeah, I don't know. They got Jimmy Buffett. I don't know if
they'd
kick Jimmy Buffett out.
No, you're right. I forgot about that. No.
But it's crazy.
But if they had it, it would be Friday night, you know, right in time with the second and third rounds of the draft. It'd be crazy.
Yeah. Dave Ammenhauser is our guest. I can sort of figure some of the tougher things that you've had to cover. Always deaths are, and I would say the drowning of Donnie Everett would be a very difficult thing to handle, because you have a job to do, but you have to do it so delicately.
And you have to do it sensitively.
Yeah.
I honestly, Adam Sparks, who covers Vanderbilt for us and does a great job, and you know Adam for years, used to work with him in Murfreesboro.
It irritates him. I'll say it. Yeah, he came to me as an intern, and then I hired him, and then I hired him full time because you saw right away what Adam was all about.
Yeah.
And then, luckily, he didn't learn any of my bad habits. So
that's funny. No, he's a great guy.
Done
it. But I remember the night we found out about it, and we heard about it, and we were trying to get a second source and a third source, because it's such a sensitive topic. And, you know, we went to bed knowing Donnie had drowned, but I refused to post it on our website until we had, like, basically a fifth source, which I wanted to be Tim Corbin, you know.
Right.
And that was really, really difficult. And it was very similar to when Ryan Baronis died. Jim Wyatt found out about that very early when Jim was working for us. And it was a very, very, very difficult more than several hours, you know, a day, really, you know, putting all that together. So, you know, as far as stories like that, that was been the toughest. One of my toughest moments professionally, quite honestly, and I'll go back to the Predators. There were two of them, actually. One was we put out a special section on the Predators when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. And the section was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
I know where you're going.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I proofed it. It went to print. Next morning, it was on my desk. I had 200 copies of it because I'd gotten about 100 copies extra for Sean Henry and stuff like that. And I looked at it, and it's like, well, this isn't the cover photo that I had looked at the night before when I went to bed. And we had used a photo from the season before instead of the season of their championship season. And I have never been more demoralized professionally for myself.
Well,
because
who was in the photo?
Yeah. Well, there were people in the photos who weren't
right
on the team anymore.
Right, right.
And it was just devastating for me personally and professionally. And it took me several days to get past that one. But I talked about Sean Henry a minute ago, and, you know, I sent Sean a note right away. And he couldn't have been more gracious, and you know, he could have just went nuts, right? You know, how could you do this? But
well, it's an honest mistake. Whoever's mistake it was.
Yeah.
Did they get fired?
No, they did not get fired. And, I mean, ultimately, it was my responsibility.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things that happened. It was really, really tough. The other one, do we have time? I'll tell you one other
funny
story.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Is another Sean Henry story, actually. And if Sean's listening, he'll probably call me in 15 minutes and scream at me. I'm joking, Sean. But I had asked Mike Oregon again, to do a story on the Predators anthem singer. And, you know, this anthem singer had been singing the anthem for years and years, you know, before each of the other Predators games. And then, you know, when the playoffs came around, the Predators made a very smart decision. You know, I would back this up a billion times to...
A common sense decision, yes, if you will.
Yeah, to bring in country music stars, including, you know, Carrie Underwood, et cetera, to sing the national anthem. So I just... Mike Organ writes the Sunday column. It's called the Mid-State Chatter, and he started that with me, you know, shortly after I got here. And I said, Mike, you know, just reach out to the anthem singer and you know, see how he's taking this. I thought for sure he'd say, oh, it's great, you know, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. And this was like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. And, you know, we were going to hold the story till Sunday, you know, just to be part of Michael's column. Well, it didn't work out that way. The anthem singer was not happy, and Mike Organ called me and said, you got to be kidding me. And I said, well, go ahead and post the story. Well, he posted the story, and I was actually having dinner that night with Phil Kaplan in town, and my phone just started lighting up, and it was Sean Henry. And Sean went a little nuts on me. I think it was the biggest disagreement Sean and I ever had during my tenure here, and he just couldn't believe that we would write such a story during such a fabulous time for the city with the Stanley Cup, you know, tournament going on. It wasn't the finals yet. I think it might have been the Western Conference Championships when we actually published that story. And it was a difficult evening and next morning, you know. But honestly, the publicity that the Predators got out of that story was so favorable.
Yeah, Sad Singer was, you know, he's on radio in Toronto, and I've been in the NHL 25 years, and I'm going, no, you haven't. But, you know, you've sang at games.
Right.
Guess what? There are other, you know, and this sense of entitlement just, it really blew in so much into the favor of the Predators.
By far, yeah. I mean, it did a 180 real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really did.
Like, and where's that guy now?
Dennis K. Morgan, I don't know where you are.
I know what he's not doing.
Feel free to reach out to Mike Organ. He'd probably like to do a little catch up what you're doing.
He's singing out at Lighthouse Christian home games. Anyway, yeah. Last week, a week ago yesterday, David Williams passes away in a public place. All of the components that go into it, his retirement party that night, right, all of the family and prominent people, Greg Sankey, everybody who was in town or on the way to town to be part of that. Now, and I know yesterday they had James Franklin came in, Eddie George was at the funeral, and all of the ceremonies yesterday in his honor. That had to be a tough one.
It was. And actually, full disclosure, I wasn't in town. I was actually in McLean.
Okay.
During that they announced me as the sports director there, and I had to fly back. But that's an example. You talk about how's the network work. I mean, Phil Kaplan and Nicole Saavedra and Mike Organ, Adam Sparks, Joe Rexroad. I mean, they just got together real quickly and put together a plan, and you know, we had the story out there pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those are the kind you just sort of never hate to write, but it's also the news component of what you do. Dave Ammenhauser with us. He is off to McLean, Virginia. In a couple weeks, he will take over duties. USA Today, the national director of sports for all of the Gannett properties nationwide and Guam as well. Do you have any others outside of the U.S. borders?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. You got, and I'm just
don't thinking, quiz me on all 109.
I'm looking for a weekly job on an island in Florida, if you got any of those.
Well, actually, I'm thinking Phoenix. We know we're in the Arizona Republic. I'm thinking about going there in the wintertime, though, you know.
You're the big. You're the cheese, man. You got a big budget?
Bigger than I had here, that's for sure.
You think? Hey, let me tell you one more time about Toots. Love Toots. Good food and fun. There's a reason they say that. Toots.com, you know, it's a great place to take kids. As a matter of fact, if your kids are 12 and under, they get, like, hot dogs and coloring sheets and all these things, games to play, and certainly, but if you want to act like an adult, a responsible adult, you can do that too. They've got all the television sets to watch sporting events, domestics, and premium drafts. They have a house-made sangria It's either Chardonnay, a white Zin, or Merlot with the fresh squeezed fruits. They got that. Sippers and beverages, mimosas, and just if you want to act like a responsible adult, you can do that as well. But it's also a great place for the kids as well. And, you know, and you also can eat very healthy there. The peel and eat shrimp. They got oysters on the half shell. Indeed. Check it out. Toots.com. Good food and fun. My buddy Wade Hayes is there. We'll be back and wrap up one-on-one with Dave Amenhauser here in just a few moments right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines, an upscale honky-tonk with live music 7 days a week and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena, only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Smashville app is your key to all things Nashville Predators. From game day stats and videos to rosters, promotion redemption, and contest information, the Smashville app has all the information Pred fans need this season. Make sure to download the official Smashville app in the Apple App Store or Google Play for access to exclusive game day content, promotions, and easy access to Nashville Predators information. Visit NashvillePredators.com/app for more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coldall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a Pac-12 showdown from the farm as the Stanford Cardinal hosts the UCLA Bruins. I's Greg Daniels joined Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as these two Pac-12 powerhouses collide. Can the Cardinal hold home court, or will the Bruins get the road victory? It's Stanford and UCLA. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Pre-game coverage begins at 8:45 live on Nashville Sports Radio.
One-on-one with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, right here at Bongo Java. Little programming notes a little bit later on. Well, coming up at the top of the hour, it is Forever March with Jonathan Najjar, Zach Williams, and Blake Lovell. Also, we've got Vanderbilt baseball. Of course, yesterday they opened the season with a win over Virginia. And out at the MLB 4 Baseball Classic, we have the game coming up at 2 o'clock, 1:45, the pregame against Cal State Fullerton. And then tomorrow, first pitch at noon against TCU. Tonight at 8:45 from the West Coast, UCLA-Stanford basketball. Vanderbilt women's game tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, the TSU basketball coaches show. I'll be hosting that as I get back late tonight from Jacksonville, Alabama, where the Tigers play down at Jacksonville State. 101 with Greg Pogue. Dave Ammenhauser is our guest, and just a few weeks away from taking over in charge of all of the sports operations for Gannett and USA Today, and certainly a two-pronged deal, the daily USA Today product, and also all of the 109 properties, 500-some-odd employees as well. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, will that thing that I get ink on my hands, will it be just totally obsolete?
I'd be surprised if you're still getting it every day. I think you may be getting it on Sundays, you know, kind of a magazine-type approach, you know, kind of a recap maybe of what's happened throughout the past week. But, you know, I hope it's still around. I'd be surprised if it is. And that's just my personal opinion. That's not my Gannett take on it, that's for sure. I don't want to call for my boss that says, hey, you know that job you wanted in McLean? It's not there anymore. No.
No.
That's not going
to
happen.
Nothing's going to happen on this show to get you fired. Not yet, anyway. But also, though, there's already markets where that's already happened, correct? New Orleans,
yes.
Detroit?
Detroit. Well, Detroit still publishes print, but not, you know, you can't get it home delivered seven days a week anymore, et cetera. But some papers have, you know, gone back to 3 days a week and across the country. There's no plans here for that to happen in the near future in any of our Tennessee markets.
And quite frankly, the newspaper business has to be mighty happy that none of those people who insert those circulars on Sunday have found a way to monetize it on the interweb, because that right there, I know that about 70% of gross revenues for a daily newspaper come from that Sunday product.
I don't know if the percentage is that
60%,
high, but it's pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know the number, but yes, the inserts on Sunday are a huge money maker for the print product.
Yeah,
they definitely are. But I mean, we are seeing, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, Greg. I don't want to tell you X if it's Y, but we are seeing, you know, the income we get from our digital products is gone up dramatically in the past several years, you know, and, hopefully eventually it becomes 50-50 from print to digital. I mean, that's
the goal. It's going to be generational.
Right.
Because the generations now that's 100% of where they sample it is through that. And so they're not used to paying money for the printed product to begin with.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So, it's but the instant component really now with Twitter and all the social media
and the mobile phones have changed everything really right, and it's only been around 12 years. I mean, but
I still don't know how to work mine.
But I get my daughter to help me, but it's just changed, you know, it's revolutioned everything, you know.
Yeah, it's just and crazy. Now it's immediacy, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
And everything. So anyway, well, so Tuesday's the big 1100 Broadway going away thing. I'll see you down there.
Yeah, I hope you come. David Clymer's coming back.
Yeah,
a lot of people
are
coming back. Good. And
I really thought it was neat that they invited Banner people, because obviously the Banner was there for 110-120 years as well before Gannett bought it and shut it down.
Well, one of my closest friends at 1100 Broadway is Mary Hance.
Yeah.
And she and I sit very close to each other in there. And we shared a lunch together on Friday, and, you know, she started the Banner, and, you know, she's got quite the legacy in the city. And
I always kid her, said, for somebody who calls themselves Miss Cheap, you've made a lot of money off that, haven't you?
That kind of.
And her husband, Bill, just good people.
They are.
And you know,
the whole city is just good people.
What are you going to miss the most?
The people.
Really?
I mean, you hit it, yeah. I mean, it's just such a welcoming atmosphere in the city. You know, I was walking down the street and I purposely walked from Broadway from our offices down here this morning, just kind of to get a feel of it all before I walk away, basically. And you know, there are some tourists on the street trying to figure out where they, you know, couldn't figure it out. It's like, I don't know, when I was in California, if I would stop 5 minutes to tell them, you know, to help them with directions. But here it's just the culture, right? And It's like, you know, I spent 5 minutes to tell them how to get to the bus stop and where they needed to go because they actually wanted to go over the Vanderbilt side, and they thought they could walk there from downtown.
It's well, like, you can, but yeah, it'll can. Take a while.
In this cold, I don't know if you wanted to do it today, but, you know, so I showed them how to, you know, go in the 5 and get over there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and now where the old convention center is going to be, that complex is just going to be amazing.
I was just
amazing.
Looking at that this morning.
With the open-air restaurants and inside, it's it really has changed in Nashville, though, and for good and bad. You know, if you take advantage of the growth, I guess you're ahead of it, but too many times people are swallowed up by it as well. And I think that's where our city is right there, you know, on that component of how do we balance the growth where it's equitable for everybody.
Right.
So, anyway. So, off to APSC in Florida. And then first day. What's when you walk in, that first day of a new job, what do?
Fire everybody.
Fire everybody? Just come
I'm
in
joking.
And start.
God, if they heard this, they'd be mad. No.
this will be up on the interweb. Yeah. And we're going to tag your Twitter account with it.
Don't you dare put that on there because they know I'm joking.
Hey,
I have a great staff there.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's just it'll start with a routine. There's actually a morning meeting that I'll attend, you know, about what's hot and what's happening and what's happening across the country. Then I'll start meeting with the sports staff and to find out, you know, what stories they're working on. It's actually, I start right during March Madness, you know, that's the first week. So, you know, how we're covering that across the country, really, where we have our reporters. We'll have reporters at all the regionals and how we're putting that all together.
And does it come into a bank basically where I can choose here in Nashville what I want to run for maybe something at one of the other Gannett properties?
Correct.
Dave, it's been great getting to know you.
It's been great to know you.
Congratulations, USA Today. This is one of the pinnacles of the business, and you've achieved that.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Dave Ammenhauser has been our guest. Soon the sports director for USA Today and all the national Gannett properties around the country. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Charlie. Hey, guys, Forever March is next with Jonathan, Zach, and Blake. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.